Well, it's really interesting now that you say, you tell me about the protagonist and the dreamer, because there was one passage in the book when the dreamer told the protagonist that, okay, buy some tickets, find some tickets for this play that will be at the theater. And he tried and tried to find some tickets, and the dreamer was certain in his whole, like he was certain, full integrity of the fact that it will happen, and it happened. And though that was a really good example in which I was able to understand the power of certainty towards oneself and how it
Very
can.
good. This is the example where a person is a victim of the world outside yourself. The man of the hotel tells him there are no tickets. Look, you have to wait 2 or 3 months to have a ticket. Many clients call me to have a ticket for the Les Miserables, but it's impossible. This is what happened, really what happened. We were in London. That time you could get the bus with a jump. And without asking to anybody, we went there to the theater and the show was already on. But there were two people there, mother and son, with two tickets. They were waiting for us. They said, look, look, don't buy anything because we have two people who didn't come, two friends of ours. That is the example of how you eliminate time and only dream remains. Dreaming is not the oniric way of that you have in your sleeping time. Dreaming is right now. You are dreaming what I am telling you in this very moment. It is not someone outside yourself who is telling you something, but it is you yourself. You want to always approve the things that you understood, things that really belong to you, is something that you can prove outside yourself. But that is always still trying to explain yourself how to be timeless and to be deathless. The protagonist is a victim of time. And then whatever the time, and the time is the world, whatever the world tells him, it is a law. It is something that you believe what the outer world is telling you or is doing to you. But when you understand that all comes from within and you are the only source of all and everything, there is no one outside yourself that can tell you otherwise. Because you are creating that show, you are creating the two people who are there waiting for you, you are creating the person that is doubting, but you are embracing all that. You are the author, you are the creator, but you are the God that really forgot your very nature. And you have to go back to what really is your nature to understand that all happens as a reflection of yourself and not otherwise. The world outside yourself is totally passive, cannot do anything against you. Only you yourself can hurt yourself. Only you yourself can harm yourself. And no one outside yourself. Out there is no enemy, no violence, no conflict, no disease. There is only you yourself who forgot yourself.